We are in the middle of our prom pledge experience, and as many of you probably can tell by now, this is something that's very near and dear to our hearts. This is a message that we bring to all the high schools in our community, and it's really to encourage these young people to make healthy, smart choices, specifically at prom, but really throughout the next couple of weeks. You've got spring break, you've got graduation. This is the best time of your life. You're the next leaders of our community. And we can't bring this message to these young people without the help of those from the business community. And not only the business community, but also substance abuse centers that are scattered all around the state of South Carolina. We're so fortunate here in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties to have a very active and really hands-on substance abuse center. So when we go to the schools, we partner with that county's substance abuse center. And of course, here in York County, we have the great Keystone Substance Abuse Services. And we have Allison Herright and Milena Maturo, who are here representing Keystone. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Allison, we're going to start with you. If they've not experienced a prom pledge, let's start there. What is the message that you bring to these young people so these adults can understand the message you're sharing with these high school students?
Yeah, so the message is basically just to make safe, smart, and sober decisions around prom, right? We want to make sure that everyone involved kind of shares that message. There's personal stories shared. I always share kind of tricks and tips to keep kids safe, like having a code word to text parents, sharing location because your parent rather you call them and say, hey, I made a mistake, than not come home. So we share a lot about that and hopefully just kind of remind kids that, you know, mistakes happen. We want you to minimize what mistakes you're making and know that there's a safe way to handle those mistakes.
We've heard you say over and over again, you want to wake up the next night after prom not regretting any decision that you made.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And it's kind of hard because Hollywood puts this image out there of what the prom is and what should be accomplished on prom. That's Hollywood's version. It looks great when you're watching it through the lens of like a big screen or at home. But in reality, that is not what the prom experience is supposed to be.
No, absolutely not. We want to make sure kids have a good time at prom. I always tell them in every prom project we do, like, this is not to scare you, but we want you to have a good time, but we also want to educate you that, you know, social media and all that will show you these things are great, but that is Hollywood. Like, a lot of these proms are going on at gyms, right? This is not the glamorized one. We want to make sure that they don't regret any of those decisions. And I always tell them, like, have a plan in place for if your friends make a decision that you don't agree with, because you're more likely to kind of fall to peer pressure if you don't know what you're doing, or if you're like, well, I didn't have an idea of what was going to go on. But if you have a plan of, if they start drinking, I'm going to say, hey, I don't do that because of family history, or hey, I'm allergic, anything that, whatever that kind of seems to work for you, and have that plan in place.
And I think that is what is so great about us going into, and Allison is a part of our team when we're in the York County High School. She actually comes with us and gives these tips and tricks, is that they get so wrapped up, just like we did when we were 16, 17, 18 years old. We were so wrapped up in what TV and Hollywood was telling us it should be that their brains don't go to what you said, what could happen. And so if they go in prepared about, oh yeah, I probably should let my older cousin know, or you give the example of your little sister, that you had a little sister who went to one of the high schools that we go talk to just a couple of years ago. Yes. And Allison says, you know, I just said, this is the code word. All you have to do is text me. No questions asked. Turn your locations on your phone so people know where you are if they do have to come get you. So it's just tips and tricks like that that I think, you know, sometimes we're like, oh, are they really listening? Are they hearing us? And I think they are. And I think it's, you know, where sometimes they act too cool for school. That's not going to happen to me. But I think us putting that in their mind really gets them thinking. And I know that I've heard that not only they appreciate it, but of course their families.
Yeah. And we've seen a difference. I know since I've been doing prom pledges, York County has not had any fatalities or incidents related to prom and drinking or anything like that. And not all counties can say that.
Yeah, knock on wood. But again, it's bringing that message to these young people through Prom Pledge, which again, we have help from the business community. We have help from our substance abuse services here in York County. We partner with Keystone Substance Abuse Services. And then we also bring a message, a personal message, someone that's experienced heartbreak, loss of a loved one, maybe a loss of a limb. an arm or a leg, maybe they're paralyzed, and they share these messages of like, you could be doing everything right, but someone else chose to make a bad decision that could impact your life. It's just, and this message will stay with you through life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we remember sitting in the gym, listening to a similar situation, kind of, you know, rolling our eyes a little bit of like, why are they talking to me? I make good decisions. This is not impacting us. Yeah, that's right. We had a great prom, but someone else made a bad decision that impacted someone else's experience for sure. Well, a big part of what Keystone does is it gets out there in the community. Besides Prom Pledge, they also pushing a healthy lifestyle. And one way to do that is through running. And once again, they are holding the Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run. This is a 10K, 5K, and fun run. And Milena is here to give us more details of what we can expect on the big race day coming up on May the 3rd.
Yes, it's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. It's here in the blink of an eye. Mm. But yeah, we'll be back at Winthrop Lake on Saturday, May 3rd. Everything kicks off at 8. Our fun run will kick off at 9. Online registration is coming to an end. April 28th, that's the last day you can register online. That will guarantee you a t-shirt. You can come that morning if you decide, hey, I want to do this. We will be doing day of registrations, but it won't guarantee that we'll have a shirt for you. But we're really excited. Like I said, April 28th is the deadline. And I am trying to push out, and I had shared this with you this weekend. If you are unable to attend, I know it's a super busy time of year for York County. There are so many things going on. Or if you're not in the country or traveling, whatever it may be, we do have a sleep-in for the cause. Mm. So you can register for that. You can stay home. You can be on a plane wherever you want to be, sipping your coffee. It's $25. It'll get you a shirt, and you're still supporting our cause and, you know, help further the legacy of Detective Mike Doty. We're honored the Doty family has agreed to do this with us again. It's year 6. Mm. So we're really excited. We have our wonderful sponsors, as always, Comporium, York County Sheriff's Office, Williams & Fudge, South State Bank, a number of vendors who are coming out last year. The participants were like, wow, we've never seen so many vendors out here before. And we have just as many this year. Actually, was working on my maps yesterday. I'm like, oh, I have to add one more spot in because we have another vendor. So I'm really excited about it. I know people are ready. I know your friends at Salonese Chiropractic shared it yesterday on theirs. They're like, this is one of our favorite spring races. And it showed the picture of them jumping and they're ready and they'll be out there. So come on out. Come visit all the vendors, our sponsors. Run, walk, whatever it may be. We're really excited to do this again.
And of course, this was a Keystone was very special to Detective Mike Doty. It was, you know, he really rallied around Keystone substance abuse. And he also helped bring Narcan.
That's
I know
correct.
He was a big instrumental piece in that. And so I just think it's very special. And I know that his family loves, you know, still carrying on his memory by supporting y'all. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah, it means a lot to them. It means a lot to the community to come out there, whether you're running, however you're running for. If you're running for Mike Doty, if you're running for those to help help arm, you know, educate them about substance abuse, whatever it is, you can get out there and do your part. And listen, at 8 o'clock in the morning, you will accomplish more than most for sure. So it's a 5K, 10K, and a fun run. Again, go ahead and sign up now. The race is May the 3rd, and you can do that sleep-in option as well. Milena and Allison, great to see you. We'll continue to see you on the Prom Pledge Tour.
Yes, thank you.